Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's February 4th, 2023. I'm Frederick Penny with Todd Cunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. Again, it is the 4th of February. What a wonderful February this is. We've had wonderful rain in the West Coast, which we need. And it is a beautiful, beautiful day here. It just brings happiness to have a nice wet area with a nice sunshine. Both instead of, you know, I love the California sunshine. I was talking to someone last night about, you know, a lot of friends and people are moving to the areas that happen to be really cold, but better taxes for people. And I say to myself the following. As they send me the pictures of them waist deep in snow, I send a picture of myself in my shorts and T-shirt, and I said, sun tax. Oh, boy. If you don't like where you live and you want to save taxes, that's okay, but I'm going to enjoy the sun.
Can run, but you cannot hide.
Yeah, I remember back in law school a long time ago. Back when dinosaurs still roamed the earth, but back in law school, I had gone from my undergrad college where it snowed a lot, like 8-9 feet.
Oh, yeah.
To law school in sunny San Diego.
No change there.
Calling friends back. Hey, here it is, you know, January, February. I'm wearing shorts to school, called my buddies. Hey, what's going on? Oh, well, you know, we got the snow plow.
Got to dig out the car.
Hold on, my snot's frozen.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? Cal, I don't know if you know this, and Todd.
What?
But did you? I think you might have been CC'd on this. KIXR 1400 AM Provo, Salt Lake, Sandy, Spanish Fork, Utah just put us on their
brand new affiliate.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us and being part of the wonderful family. Again, KIXR 1400 AM Provo, Salt Lake City, Sandy, Spanish Fork, Utah. Last week we had Oregon and Illinois join. It's just growing, you guys. We appreciate all our listeners pushing it out there. Always wanting T-shirts, huh, Cal?
Yes.
And by the way,
I have a few.
Caller, 855 Law Radio. Again, 855-529-7234 gets a free T-shirt, the first one, or we used to say texting. Forget the texting. They're going to have to call in, Cal.
But a friendly reminder.
Yes.
We are live Pacific 9 to noon. So some people will call, like the station in Utah. They will get the show later in the time. So email us at info.
If it's too late by then, someone's going to call in live. But don't forget, it's best to call in during a break. If you're listening live, don't call in now. Wait for the break and then call in as soon as the break, because Cal, believe it or not, is answering the phones today. Sometimes, there it is, Cal. There it is. We already got someone calling in. But, you know, Cal answers the phones instead of and then we go from there, right?
Yeah, the call comes in. Yeah, I'd like to order a pizza. Wrong number there, sir. No, wrong number.
That's exactly right. Well, anyway, but here's, while Cal's over there writing this down, Todd, this is quietly. He doesn't have his headset on. So what we've been doing, and those of you who are listening live out there, we're like brothers, Cal, Todd, and I. And Cal has to bring in certain documents. We have a department that reviews our documents and, you know, looks at the bank accounts, whatever. It's an accounting department. He's not listening. We don't know this. He's not listening. And for what, a month, he turned in paperwork, and we can't find it. It is not. And Cal probably didn't turn the paperwork in. And it's been a behind-the-scenes issue the whole time. Who had it? In fact, he was bringing it up. We're looking frantically for the past month for these documents. Well, I have four binders, Radio Law Talk binders that staff puts together for me after I, you know, we go over this is what we're going to talk about. And I open it up, and in the side, there is the
there's the documents. It was all at all times. I had it, but in a different binder.
National Treasure, Part 4.
Yes, and so
Nicolas Cage has to find it.
And so what's going to happen is when Cal gets off the phone any second now, we're going to act like it's his fault, and we're going to talk about, you know what, Cal, did you find it? Blah blah blah. So he's wrapping this thing up almost. He's still chatting. He's about ready to jump on. So that's what we're doing, and then we'll do the Radio Law Talk. Okay, here he comes on. He's going to come on. Well, Cal, we had someone call in.
Didn't mean to keep you waiting. Sharon got a T-shirt.
Yes, Sharon. From what state?
She's from California, and she's a weekly listener, and she said she even doesn't mind it when Fred's here, which I thought was great.
No, really nice. I didn't say that. No.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what, Cal?
What?
We just want to say one thing, and sometimes we talk about anecdotal things.
Yes.
Again, if you want to call in 855 Law Radio, remember this is the most entertaining, exciting, but not very informative show on earth. So don't hold our standard. Don't hold us to a high standard. Don't hold us to a high standard. Because remember, you're not taking legal advice from us. Get a lawyer. We're talking about general topics of law. Blah 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 blah. Read our disclaimers, right?
Don't hold us to a high standard. Fred, by the way, is quoting my Tinder profile. Right now. Don't hold me to a high standard. You will only be disappointed.
Do you have one of those things in there when they can sense when your finger's near the screen and it says,
wait.
Before you swipe?
Yeah. But anyway, Cal, we want to tell the listeners who we are, what we're like. For a month, it's been a month and a half, we've been trying to find this folder. Cal tries to say that Todd and I were supposed to deliver a folder to the accounting department, and Cal, the problem with Cal, huh, Todd, he'll say he gives it to us, and he forgets it in his car.
All the time.
Oh, yeah, that is absolutely true. I mean, not true. Wait a minute.
We have been disparaging us for how long? For months?
A couple of weeks.
Trying to find the stupid documents that Cal Hunter has probably in his car back. He forgets stuff. He's forgetful.
Wait, Todd remembers our having a conversation about those documents in this very control room.
But I don't remember having been actually given those documents.
Yeah, so Cal,
given you said
documents?
I got these, I'll take care of it. That's what you said to me.
Yeah. I couldn't possibly have said that for reasons that will become painfully clear.
It's already painfully clear.
Cal,
I promise.
You know why?
What? What?
I have three binders, the Radio Law Talk. And look, Cal, what I found in the binder! I'm holding it up. He's looking through the glass.
So you did give them to Fred.
No, I didn't.
Good job.
You gave them to me, Cal, and I put it in the binder. And then I have three binders.
I think Todd gave them to you, Fred.
Now that we've found the documents, we're still going to argue over who gave them to who.
And the good news is now my wife, who also does bookkeeping on the local and on my side, who has been, by the way, barking at me like a neighborhood watchdog about these documents. Where are they? Come on. Like that. You know, where are they? Now I don't have to hear that anymore.
I open up my binder last night to study. I'm studying. Oh, I'm like, what are these? What is this document?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. There's all the stuff that Cal's been
barking at. Todd, thank you for giving those to Fred. Thank you so much.
Oh, you guys are like, why do you listen to radio? You know why it's so entertaining? This is just not about the boring law. We talk about a lot of fun stuff. We're going to talk about, Elon Musk. We're going to talk about he wins his case. That just came out on Friday. Alex Murdoch, we're going to talk about the latest case going forward. Bizarre stuff there.
What a bizarre case.
Well, we're going to talk about behind the scenes, what we think might be happening also. We're going to talk about lawyers quitting in the Mosby case, hazing lawsuit, a very interesting gender reveal case. Very, very interesting. And we got so much more. There's just loads and loads of fun today. So join us, and then we're going to do a really quick case or no case, Cal, next hour. So hang on. Don't turn that dial, as they used to say in the 70s.
Yep, next break. Sharon, stay tuned. Thanks for the call. You'll get your T-shirt coming in the mail when I get around to giving it to Todd, who will give it to Fred, and then we'll send it right out. You can be sure of that. This is Radio Law Talk. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny, Todd Kunin, and Denise Dunn.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Attention! If you owe back taxes to the IRS, the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered.
Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
One Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back.
Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
One Stop Tax Relief
Shop. Every 40 seconds, a kid is reported missing. Find the Children provides educational material that teaches your kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs are very successful in bringing kids back home to their family. You can help protect our kids and bring the missing kids home safe by donating your unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Running or not, we guarantee you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast free pickup, usually within 24 hours. Over 2,000 kids are reported missing every day. Call now to donate your vehicle. Donate now to bring these kids home safe.
Call 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Brad's the best. Are you serious?
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
And we're back after having a lot of fun. Our first segment, it was we just had a lot of fun with Cal and finding our banks. This actually is his bank statement. I guess it's a statement. But we're here for one reason, Cal. That is for case or no case, aren't we?
Well, I think that's an important aspect of at least my my
now
day.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
And now, case or no case. Ryan Gambetta was a radio personality in the late 1980s, technically a DJ, and I mean DJ with discs, records, the whole deal. He aired a nightly request show on WJLI in Paducah, Kentucky, called Rockin' It with Ryan. One day, Ryan's boss came in and said, Ryan, we're making a few changes. No more records. We're using these newfangled devices known as CDs. Ryan said, I don't like CDs. They've got this bright digital sound. It offends my ears. So he played dumb. He told the boss the CD players jammed all the time and took too long to cue up, and they're much more complicated to operate than a turntable. And he said, I can't do it. My dyslexia makes it too difficult. His boss, afternoon jock and drive time DJ Sandy Beach, not his real name, said, well, Ryan, this is the new system, so either use it or lose it. By it, I mean your job. Ryan said, no, that's not. He went off to his family attorney and said, these are new things, and besides, I've always done my show my way. Am I the king of nighttime radio? Look at the ratings. Let's sue them for not making an allowance for my inability to use CDs. What do you think, Mr. Barristers? Does Ryan have a case or no case? Todd Kiernan, let's start with you.
And okay. Then no, I'm ready for it. Put it on me. Put it on me, Cal.
Did you say he claimed to have dyslexia?
Dyslexia.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
And then dysphobia. Yeah.
Okay. Dysphobia. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Can I ask a couple of clarifying questions?
Yeah.
First, what year was this? And second, how old was Ryan?
Well, the year that this happened was in the 80s when the changeover came. I don't know. It was in the 80s. And he was in his late 20s. Correct.
In the 80s.
Yes.
Okay.
He's
all
old
right.
now.
You know, the interesting thing is
you talk about
the other DJ was Sandy Beach. And yeah. The first thing I thought was, so Cal's been watching SpongeBob SquarePants. Because Sandy Beach is one of the characters on SpongeBob.
One of the most common fake yes. DJ names at that time was Sandy Beach and Sandy Claus.
Oh,
I'm not
nice,
making that
nice,
up.
Nice. You know, Cal.
Yeah, what?
I got to say that I think that it would be a stretch for him to prove that he couldn't, even if he had dyslexia, that he wouldn't be able to use a CD player, or if he... Maybe he called it a DC player. I don't know. But he wouldn't be able to do, I think he would, that would be a stretch. This sounds really interesting. I'm going with no case on this one.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
Okay, Fred, what do you say?
I think this is awesome because, I know, just so you know, in his former life, Cal was a TV news anchor man.
Yes.
And he was also a DJ way back when.
I spun all the platters
Idaho.
That mattered.
That's
yes.
Right. So, I think he was the popular late night guy that got all the girls. Well, he was married early on, but still, let's just assume before he was married.
He was a DJ, and you and I are
yeah.
JDs, right?
Yeah, that's a
jurist doctor.
Right.
Perfect.
Exactly right. Well, I think what's happening here, I think that I'm just gonna go opposite. This is a case, and I'm gonna say he loses because let me just delve a little bit into this. There's issues of employment law, which I'm not an employment law lawyer, but they probably had a contract. He's probably at will. He can be fired for any reason. He's not in charge of that station, nor what happens on the station, nor his show. It's actually the producers / owners of the show and or the radio station, and they have a complete say, and he has no say, and he has to just play with the discs from now on. And I just don't see, but this does not sound like a case, but I'm just going to just go opposite and say case. And I say he's got to spin the discs. But I'm playing Denise right now. I'm stalling.
You're stalling for time.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I truly think also that this is something he made up. But I'm going to go the opposite. I'm sticking with what I am. Case, he loses.
Okay, and I will also tell you that these kinds of cases did come up when they transferred from CDs to digital audio files.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I can't use a computer. It's too complicated for me. Pushing play, pushing stop.
What do they do when they show up and there are no records? It's all digital. Good luck.
That's what this is what happened in this case. So this is a true scenario, by the way, in case you're wondering. But the sad fact of the matter is, Fred, and I don't mean anything bad by this, but it is. No case.
But it's a true scenario.
A true scenario.
Oh, yeah.
You think I'd get like a half a point for a scenario. But
I would think so.
That's 2 points for Todd. Todd, good job. It's a scenario. It happened quite often, right?
Yeah, and next hour, by the way, mm-hmm. I'm going to take you to Paris, France, actual Paris, so we can hear Todd's French accent and do a thing about that. So that's in the next segment. Break starts in a couple of minutes, so that's after that break.
Awesome. You know, really, we're going to jump into Elon Musk. So what happened in 2008 is Elon Musk tweeted out basically what?
What's 18.
2018, did I say 8?
Yeah, 8.
I meant 18. You're right. I said it to him. 2018, he tweeted out, basically that he's going to buy all of Tesla's share and take it back private for $420 a share. Actually, then he kind of mentions also that, yeah, I do, I have Saudi Arabia wealth fund that's going to back this effort. Well, stock shares apparently struggled after that, and the shareholders sued him. Don't forget, when you're a public figure like that and or a CEO or a president of a company, you got to be careful what you say because you can affect stock shares. And so they sued him in 2000. Was it 18 or 19 is when the case first started? I think it was 19. And we're going to tell you what happened because the jury just came back and rendered a verdict. For Elon Musk, he wins, but some interesting little side notes, what the jurors had to say about this case when we come back.
Elon Musk does make good coffee, doesn't he? So we've got story and more coming up right here on Radio Law Talk with Todd and Fred. Don't go away. The show will continue in just a little bit.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Attention! If you owe back taxes to the IRS, the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforce compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered.
Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
One-Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back.
Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-676-0151. 800-676-0151.
USA News update. Some 15 million people across the Northeast are under wind chill warnings. The air is so bitterly cold it could cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes. in Buffalo, where a blizzard killed 40 people late last year. Mayor Byron Brown says the city is preparing.
We are going to be experiencing some of the coldest temperatures that we have seen in 4 years.
The wind chill is said to be as cold as 32 below zero. The National Weather Service is warning of those sub-freezing temperatures.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is urging residents to stay inside as much as possible. For those who have to go out, hat and gloves are essential. The frigid weather is extending around the Northeast, with Maine getting the worst of it. About the only upside is that the deep freeze isn't predicted to last long. A thaw could come as early as Sunday night. In New York, I'm Karen Sloan.
And I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So after the trial, what happens many times is that you can pull the jury, that she'll, you know, a lot of times will tell you what happens, or you can talk to them afterwards. They don't have to talk to you. Sometimes they just run out and don't want to talk. But apparently defense overheard, so the plaintiffs who lost, it was a unanimous decision, by the way, and this is a civil case, we're asking the jurors what happened. And Todd, one of the jurors, wasn't it the foreman, was a financial individual, a financial planner of some sort?
He was a trader. He traded stocks. He understood the subject matter. And I have to think that, you know, both sides were probably thinking during jury selection, this guy is going to go our way. The plaintiff's probably thinking, as a trader, he will understand he's probably lost money trading and wants to stick it to the rich guy that caused him to lose money. So they might have been thinking that there will be an inherent bias. I could see the defense saying, well, yeah, we want this guy on here because it's highly technical and maybe he'll look at the facts and not be passionate, not make a ruling based upon emotion, but actually look at things. So this juror sticks around after Elon Musk has been acquitted or has had a verdict in his favor that his tweet did not manipulate or fraudulently manipulate the stock price. And the juror, according to the article that I read, speaking to plaintiff's counsel outside the courtroom, said, look, I didn't think that you made your case. You didn't seem really organized. You seem to focus more on the tweet as opposed to what the consequences of the tweet are. But here's one thing that really got to me. You brought up an economist to give an economic model on trading, and you referred to that economic model of trading as infallible. I am a trader. There is no infallible model. And the minute you went there,
you lost me.
You lost me. Wow. And you know, not
one little thing.
And not surprisingly, the guy with experience trading is the one made the foreperson of the jury by the other jurors.
Yeah.
And boy, when that happens.
You know, he brought that up in the jury room.
You know, people ask me all the time, you know, well, I have a PhD or I have a master's degree, I have this, and I never get to sit on a jury. They always want people without educations. How come I can never sit on a jury? And one of the reasons is because of that.
Right.
You get somebody, you don't want a lawyer necessarily to sit as a juror because your biggest fear is that the other, if it's a criminal case, 11 people on the jury, in this case it was a 9-person jury, or was it a federal court?
It was 9.
So it's a 9-person jury. The fear is that if you have one person who is an expert in the subject matter as your foreperson, the other 8 are just going
to listen.
Oh, what do you think? We'll just do what you say. That's the fear. So
whatever he or her says, they're just going to listen to him.
But but the prosecution or the plaintiff's attorneys, they didn't make points, and here this juror's out there saying, let me tell you exactly why your case didn't pan out.
Let me tell you why you suck.
which I just hope that the client wasn't there while all that was happening.
Well, the client was all the shareholders, so that's a lot.
I mean, you would have a representative client.
Right.
But it doesn't matter if they were there. You got a news article that was written about it. So in case you weren't there to hear how the lawyers...
I've been there in all aspects of life. And it's so funny. People say, you ever lost a case? Oh, this lawyer, we're going to hire them because they've never lost a case. Well, they've never tried a case. Or if they've tried them, they only take the little powder puff ones.
Yeah.
You take the tough cases, you're bound to lose. So you're going to be one side or the other. Or even, I call a loss even if you win, but you don't win an amount that we believe is appropriate. But so I felt it mainly on the win side, but I mean, or fortunately I like the win side, but you know, I know what the jury, what did we do wrong? Never forget a case. I had one of my first cases at a small little court and way up in Northern California. And I don't want to give the details of it, but I did lose, and I was it was one of those cases that another law firm referred to me, said, we don't think we're going to win the case, and I was young. I said, look, I'll try a lot of cases that if I lose, I lose. If I win, I win. But it was just so interesting to pull the jury and talk to the jury about it, and it's like, and it was really, it was nothing I did, but it was something they didn't like the client did, or they just didn't like this client. And I was like, okay, well, that was something to learn, and you know another thing I learned about that? Ready for this, Cal? This is some cool stuff.
I want to know.
This is early on. Yeah. 31 years in practice I've been. I think I got to go back. Maybe it was like my third year or something. This was one of the smallest towns that you've ever been to, and it was definitely not L.A. or San Francisco. And I had just been doing well and made some decent money in my practice. And I thought I was cool. I bought a 5 Series BMW. Now, it was used at the time. It was like 2 years old. Now, I bought it new, but it was used. And I pulled up into that courtroom, and I noticed the defense counsel pulled up in a pickup.
Yeah.
Well, I learned after that when they looked at me because the jurors, everyone's in the same parking lot in these little towns, you know. So right after that, I started driving my dad's old pickup, but it's stuff like that you got to be careful of.
It's interesting you say that because I remember training that I received way back in law school, but it stuck with me. The question was, when does jury selection begin? Let's say you signed out, you got a trial. When does jury selection begin? A lot of people are like, I don't know, 9 o'clock in the morning. That's when it's no, jury selection begins the minute you wake up and get out of bed. Because jurors aren't there, but you're already shaping what you're going to do, and maybe your morning routine is to drive down a certain road that there are a lot of people on, to stop off at a coffee shop or a place and get your drink, get your breakfast, and go there, and then make it here. And you never know when you're going to get there in court, and oh my gosh, there are 5 people in there that saw you at some point in time on your way to court.
Right.
And if you were a jerk, or if you were doing something that driving recklessly, or
bad tipper,
or if you ordered quiche, Just as an example, in far northern California.
Four keys in a small town. We got a quiche guy here. Everyone's looking at him, and then all of a sudden they show up in your jury pool. You're like, uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, so that's it. But how you walk in, you tell your clients the minute you walk in, what you do, what you say, it is. It starts at the very beginning.
Don't you think sometimes some of the witnesses that you, the professional guys, the professional witnesses,
right,
consultants you call in, sometimes they put off an attitude or an aura that offends jurors as well, do they not?
Yes.
Well, I'll use a sports analogy. And this is what I noticed with expert witnesses in criminal cases, the ones that I did, because in civil cases, you might have a lot of experts testify.
But
in criminal cases, you get one, maybe each side has one, right? So you know that point in a baseball game when maybe the team's gone up by one and they bring in the closer? What's the New York Mets have this song they play for the one guy that comes in. They bring in the closer, and the closer knows the pitcher's coming in. I'm the one that's going to shut this down. I'm going to bring the win home. I'm going to do this. Oftentimes, experts come into a criminal case with that same sense. Yeah, whatever has happened before, I'll knock it out of the park. I will do the slam dunk. I'm switching sports now, I know. But I'll be the one that does that. And you're right, Cal. They come in, and they can be smug. And if they want to get argumentative on cross-examination with the other attorney, it's like, oh, no, this isn't going to work.
And demeaning sometimes. I've been in a couple of courtrooms, of course, I've been covering the courts for a while. I've seen them sometimes where they just come off as demeaning everybody else there except them, you know, and that's that.
You've got to be very careful when you got an expert that looks, that acts demeaning to the jury and tries to talk over the jury.
Right.
Really quick, Alex Murdaugh, well, he, just so you know, those of you who don't know what's going on with Alex Murdaugh, he's in South Carolina. He's a very well-known, prominent law firm. In smaller towns, unlike California, they have a specific, you know, district attorney's office, and they have a specific, you know, public defender's office in most places. But sometimes in small towns or in other states, they have a local law firm handle all that stuff. And Alex Murdaugh's firm was kind of the judge, the executioner, and the sheriff kind of. He wasn't, but I mean, his firm handled a lot of things.
That firm had been in place for three generations. So he was like the second or third great grandson of attorneys. That firm had held that position as.
What position?
I'm looking for it here.
It's like the prosecutors or the district attorney's office.
And they had the solicitor.
Yes.
They had served in a 5-county area the function of solicitor from, get this, 1920 to 2006.
Wow.
And on top of that, they were also a plaintiff's personal injury law firm.
Yeah. Wow. And I'm telling you, they were a well-known firm, and they're the power firm. Anyway, we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on with the alleged murder of his wife and his son, and he's being prosecuted for that. We'll be back.
What a case, that and more coming up on Radio Law Talk. And you're welcome to stay tuned to the show as we continue until noon Pacific time live. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Amor Joseph Valley. Oh, that's down.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So why was, what is the, the prosecutor's argument here, and why would he, that is Mr. Murdoch, kill his beloved son, supposedly, and his wife, and they're basically, the whole argument is, well, the main argument, or the crux of it is, that there was going to be a risk of him being, I guess, discovered to have had financial woes and done had some financial issues that they believe that the wife or the son might have had knowledge of, and or it might have been to take a little bit of the, hot, he was under the, under the hot lights. And so that this would be a way to deter that. And so that's kind of how this all started. Very well-known lawyer for decades, had a lot of connections and a lot of power. And he had to come up. He had some financial issues that he was supposed to be answering some financial questions.
Let me ask you this, Fred, about answering questions. He had to answer questions to his law firm about money that was missing. And what was the date that the law firm had set forth that he was supposed to provide reasons why why over $700,000 was missing? What was the date?
It was after the deaths.
The date was June the 7th was the date that he was supposed to tell the law firm where the money went and provide an accounting.
Right.
All right. June the 7th, 2021, is also the same date his wife and son were killed. It's the same day that he was to provide the accounting.
Oh, that's right.
Was the day that his wife and son, and this was what happened. June 7th, 2021, Alex Murdaugh calls 911, says, I just got to the country home where I have dog kennels, and I found my wife and my son have been shot to death. They're dead. Please send help quickly. And people respond.
And he alleged he wasn't there, by the way.
I wasn't
he just
there.
Showed up.
I got here, and this is what I saw. And so they get there. And then a couple months later in August, well, oh, my gosh, he's driving on a country road, and somebody's driving the other way and shot at him, nearly killed him. And he called the authorities. Somebody has tried to take my life. And when the authorities started investigating that and also investigating the murders early on, as they peeled the onion and authorities became aware of the financial dealings, they became aware, Mr. Murdaugh became the suspect of interest, a person of interest in the murders, right? He is now facing trial for those murders.
Right. And the thing is, here's the guy that was in the past the one prosecuting these trials for other people and et cetera, right? And had a practice. Now, excuse me, here's the most important, one of the most important things in this trial.
And this is a recent development
right.
in the trial. Yes.
So what is the prosecution brings up, it's a Snapchat from the son that was murdered immediately before he was murdered within that hour or that time period, right? And he does a Snapchat of he and his mom, and there's another voice in that Snapchat. And this is just right before he dies. And so an individual comes up, and they call someone to testify. And he must have been really for Mr. Murdaugh, but they said, who is that voice in the background in the Snapchat? And they said, it's Mr. Murdaugh. So don't forget, he argued that he wasn't there at the time of the death.
His defense is alibi. I wasn't there. I came there and found my wife and son murdered. And here's the prosecution providing evidence of a Snapchat video where his voice can be heard on that video. And all of that occurred
right around the same time.
Right around the same time.
And they did find, I believe, again, if we're a little bit wrong, you know, we were disclaimers, right? But I'm almost sure that they had a ping that his phone was there during the time. Don't forget, your phones can ping off towers constantly. My phone's pinging right now off a tower. If the prosecution or anyone wanted to see that has access to that, they can see that I'm pinging it near this area. Right.
Yeah.
Not anybody can get it, but if you subpoena it, you can get that information. So, as they cross-examined, the defense for Mr. Murdaugh came back up to the individual and cross-examined him. And this is a friend of Mr. Murdaugh's, supposedly. And this is the question: can you think of any circumstance? Now, back up. Let me back up. So, as of now, the courts are not allowing any outside information to be brought forth before the jury about prior possible issues of criminal activity, right?
For example, this missing money that the law firm said he was supposed to account for. That evidence, up until the time this person testifies, that evidence has been ruled by the court. Look, you can't bring that in because that's going to change it. It's evidence of bad character. So the prosecution can't bring that in. They can't bring in evidence of possible other bad acts that might have happened before then.
Right.
Up until the time this guy is asked these questions that you're going to.
Who's asking these questions again are the defense team for Mr. Murdaugh. After the prosecution sets this all up, hey, that's, and this is a friend of Mr. Murdaugh apparently of some sort. Yeah, that is this, that's his voice. They said, quote, can you think of any circumstances, they're asking him the question on cross-examination, that you can envision knowing them as you do, that's the family, where Alex is Mr. Murdaugh, would brutally murder Paul, his son, and Maggie Griffin? Not that I can think of. They further, on cross-examination, ask to describe the relationship with the father, that is Paul, the son. Quote, it was an awesome relationship. It
kind of seem like Paul was the apple of his eye. So what does that do, Todd, Mr. Former Prosecutor for the DA's Office and Public Defender? What does that just do? What did that just do?
Well, the evidence that the court wanted to keep out is what's called character evidence. The court ruled this can't come in. And the court's ruling is that the prosecution can't bring it up first, but there's a caveat to that in the evidence code, which is, however, if the defense raises the issue of the good character of the defendant, talking about how great he is and a devoted, loving father, and I could never imagine him doing this, which all seems like evidence of good character, well, then, you've heard this phrase, the door is opened for the prosecution to now bring in the stuff that the court had previously said shouldn't come in because the defense opened the door. And in this case here, the prosecution followed the correct procedure. As soon as the testimony from the defense was done, the prosecution says, Judge, can we approach? Can we talk? And they go up and say, Judge, I believe the defense has just opened the door. Right. We should now be able to ask all of these questions about bad acts. And the court ruled after a hearing, yes, I believe the defense has opened.
And by the way, we do not practice in South Carolina, so we're not trying to tell you any legal advice, but this is what's coming out in the news, and we're just talking about it because different states have generally different rules, but it's all kind of the same. So what we want to bring up before the end of the hour, because we want to get past this for hour two, is that's interesting because don't forget, on appeal, the arguments on appeal can be, you know what, my counsel made a mistake, and I need a new trial because they're not good counsel. Basically, that's the argument. And what if this could be a possibility? And Todd, you brought up the fact, be careful, prosecution. You might not want to open this door because that gives them an appeal.
That's right. So the court right now has said the door has been opened. The prosecution can bring this evidence of bad acts. Now the prosecution has to ask themselves, do we want to bring that evidence in for that very reason? The prosecution's got to look at this and say, is this a calculated instance of inadvertence? Was this intentional? Because we were prepared to prove our case without having to bring that evidence in. What has changed? It may behoove the prosecution to not bring it in so that there's no issue on the appeal.
Right.
Their evidence is pretty strong right now.
Right. And the appeal would be, my counsel messed up. I need a new trial. And you know what? If the doors open and prosecutors jump in and start bringing in all this exculpatory information about his character, they might win an appeal and the courts might hold you had ineffective counsel. Therefore, we need to start over. So be careful. We'll be back hour number two. We got a lot to talk about, including lawyers quitting in the Mosby case, hazing lawsuits, gender reveal case. We have lots of fun.
And the fun continues on Radio Law Talk at 6 minutes after the next hour. We'll go to the top of the hour break, and the program continues on many great local radio stations and always live and free at RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.